How's it going?
How's it going?
On the show now, yeah, a week from now.
Okay.
Burning Man, so.
Yeah.
How was it?
Weren't you here? How was it, Doug?
I'm not sure.
We were just over at Toyland, the L.A. Cacophony Society event.
Oh, that's
the storm, we called in a storm for a little backup. Yeah, we called in a storm for a little backup theatrical enhancement.
Was, yeah.
And
I was walking down here to that and was drenched. Had to turn around.
It was a phenomenal event. Rev Allen and the gang really came through. They decimated and immolated dozens and dozens of evil clowns and their attendants.
I saw the detritus. Wow, I can tell.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
Everything's going pretty well, Doug. We just had a little storm here. We're not expecting anything anytime soon. The man's gone up okay. I had some trouble with the neon units earlier. We raised them yesterday late afternoon.
And you turned them off a little while ago, right?
I asked Bishop Joey to come over. I was busy with security over at the Toyland explosion.
Yeah.
And I asked Bishop Joey if he would please come over and sacramentally turn off the generator and pull it the hell away from the man.
I was geolocating on it. Suddenly, no North Star.
Yes.
I was running around.
Well, we came back and turned it right back on.
Yeah.
But
by then it was too late. I'd gone down an alleyway of sin and corruption.
So, how are you doing? You camp? You set up? Okay.
Yeah.
You got. Where are you? What sector are you in?
I'm not camped yet. I'm just drifting right now.
Okay. We're in White Trash Camp. Vanessa and I are in White Trash Camp.
Which is where?
White Trash Camp is in the center circle on the northeast sector, right next door to McSatan's Burgers.
McSatan's is easy to find.
Yeah.
Just listen for Flash. The dog head is over there at McSatan Burgers.
Okay.
The holy dog head.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Okay.
Just look for the big pile of white trash garbage in the front yard.
The washing
car bodies, washing machines.
Hey, does BLM make you guys buy insurance for this gig?
BLM doesn't make us do anything at all. The BLM respectfully requests that we comply with the general federal requirements for putting on an event of this nature. We've had an extremely good relationship with them from the very beginning of the event. We pay an event fee that's based on an estimate of the numbers of people who attend the event. The BLM estimate is always much higher than ours. We haggle for a month or two, split the difference, and pay them the event fee based on that.
And do you guys have to buy insurance, or does BLM?
We buy insurance, and it's very expensive.
You guys do buy insurance?
Yes, we are required to buy insurance. Yes, we are.
Yes, so there.
How's it going?
The man. How you doing?
M. Jones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus said that every human being was a god. It is written that ye are gods, but this is my true, master here.
Yes.
Oh, the video's going.
And I appreciate his talent.
How's it going? How's it going?
Right. Shoot now.
Shoot now.
Oh, yes,
this
master
is
camera.
This is not.
But the weird part is that all of these tapes I have over the years all have the same people in them, you know? Well, always getting, except Kurt Kirsteiner's not here walking around in a Nazi uniform.
That's right. He'll probably show up.
Can you get your bag, baby?
You want to?
File marshals are going to be here. I will show you where. When you're done with your makeup, find me. I'll be right outside my courtyard. We've had a visit today, so we have to abide by the fire marshals. Okay? I'm glad to come out.
It's got a shot over the screen. I'm like, whoa, little lights.
I think these horns probably need to be touched up somewhat.
That's all right, I can tell you this.
Yeah, I got a little recycle. Crimson. I took her schedule.
And his pants. And out of his pants.
Hey, Nick, I guess eternity is a pretty long time, huh?
She didn't even have to sell her soul. She was blowing out with nothing. Got it, girl. She gave her soul to some tuna-loving, tree-hugging, fish-frying. This girl is bad to the bone.
I like it.
Take your hands out of the straps, please, and let me escort you down. We will take your soul and keep it for as long as we can.
I feel empty inside now, though.
You see, that's good. That's what we want you to feel. Now go on your way. We love you.
Unbearably intense bliss. So come on in. Here, Terry, would you take a look at this?
The Eternity Bud.
Here. The fine print is really something to behold.
That sounds pretty impressive, but can I afford it?
Lots of it.
When you're talking about eternity, can you...
I guess I'll sign.
Here, take it.
There you go.
That's close. That's perfect. Thank you, sir.
Now take this. What? Take this with you. And step right up this way to these stairs here.
I'm the one true saint.
Hey, what's
I'm the one true saint.
What's going on here?
This is one of my kids. He's a wonderful guy.
Don't forget to visit our showroom open late tonight. His shopping convenience.
And I love him. You know you're doing good. The other one's going to
get got.
He's going to get
got.
Right? That's right. You are my number one son.
See? Number one son here, huh? You know what you mean? No.
Give me some kids, will you?
Successful Burning Man executive. Could you tell
I gotta
us
get
the
talent out here. We pay them $1 million and they don't even show up on time.
Really? They're
We're
not
off
here?
Schedule right now.
Hey, a camera guy. Look at that. How are the sales going?
Sales are going incredibly well. I've been catching the cold early. This crowd sold their souls to me. I had one gentleman not only sign his souls, but the souls of his children.
Testing 4 again, so let me know as soon as possible when it's empty. Over. 10-4. Y'all, this is Digger. I got intestine 1 and intestine 2 that need to take a dump. Intestine 1 just filled up. Intestine 2 should take a dump first.
Dusty, this is Dan. If all else fails, you can send a lead car down intestine 4 in spite of their slowness, so that it plugs and they don't just flood all the way out. Over.
I think we got the last one on 4 right now. Yeah, it looks like this RV. So start filling up number 4.
It's still in the bag.
Copy that.
Who are these guys?
These are the insects.
Coyote coming your way.
The representation. They're going to be naked.
Really?
How many insects?
About 20.
And we at the gate here have the last of the keys. I mean, the last of the radios. And somewhere behind me, I hope, are Doug Smith and Philo and Matt, because
some history.
But there are 4 intestines taking the Sith BlackRock out of the gut. The body. So you see, everything is body-oriented. And I'm actually in the top of the large intestines taking a line of little motors down. They're very nice and docile. It's wonderful. They're taking hands down to the end of the thing. And they're also trying to make a tape.
So we can
sure, and I'm right. And we'll talk
about history tape.
Because we have to go to right side with our pickup to
we're going after the hot springs. We've got to twice now.
Okay. many pianos. How will they be arranged?
They'll be arranged vertically, basically in a circle, and then
how's it going so far?
How high is that going to go according to, but based on safety?
Picking up.
I can get like 3 or 4 pianos higher.
And Smith and Philo. Philo's crazed, man. He's consorting with he's smoking and drinking and that's just the way the human heart is.
In any playground.
That was fun.
I ate already a little energy bar.
Well, how's it going so far?
You're in the car because you're hanging off my.
It's picking up. It's going better.
It's going better. It's taking on a life of its own now.
Yeah, isn't it? It really. I feel that too.
Oh, the pulse of the increase is so. It's gonna be a monster.
Yeah. 17 pianos. The front door's here.
Front door's here. The back door's right there.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be about 17 thick at the bottom, and then it'll start getting thinner to the top. And then there'll be a bar here, crescent shaped bar. We'll be serving drinks here. Your ice machine.
Great. Yeah. The amazing thing about when a piano burns is. Is the soundboard is like 100-year-old spruce, so that once it ignites, it causes such an incredible amount of heat that all the gold plate, all the paint on the plate goes up, but the zinc in it causes this like blue ball to come out of the center of the piano. And I've had many people, and that's what I call the soul of the piano.
Okay.
And then you end up with a briquette, a hardwood briquette, which just basically is a piano that just looks just like, you know, you're barbecuing, you know, it's black and it's white on the corners, and it slowly chips away until you have a nice plate that will turn basically white hot or red hot, which is very good for cooking eggs on in the morning. And I bolt those together and make gates and put them in my garden and grow shit on them, or reinforce other piano walls. Like these are
right.
These other plates like from around here are all from like old shows and things like that. And eventually, when I make piano someday, I'll melt these plates down and use this material. There's only certain places that they can really climb up to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So even so that they think they're being, like, you know, really cool and sneaky by taking a certain route, I'm going to make sure that route would be, you know...
pre-planned.
Yeah, and also I'll be watching those areas, too. It's like, hey, you! And you're that one's really loose!
Yeah.
I see it's breaking away! Jump, jump! You know? Shit. I mean, there's all this stigma, too. You know, like, because in cartoons, pianos crush people, and...
So yeah,
you
can, yeah.
You know, and they're like... It's like, oh, see this crack here? Oh, boy, you're really lucky.
Totally. You know? Yeah, no earthquake.
I keep forgetting to talk to you because it's more of a history tape, but I'll probably copy this tape to you tonight. So I should talk to you.
But... Naya, you can bring him in too right here. Fogman, this is Dan. The lane with the Volkswagen's starting to move now. I'm going to go down, make sure they get going. Over.
Here we are importing the fertilizer bomb to blow up the
lane. This year's.
Okay.
foot is filled with wood.
Filled oh, really?
With firewood.
Crazy horse, that would indeed be a ranger attack.
We're waiting for the burn, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just here for the guys to... I don't know, I...
Hey, man.
Look what he's got.
That's where it's at. Anything?
What tower is this you're working on?
This is the main tower, 37 feet with a Phineas. Phineas is a pointy bit. It's a very Gothic.
Right.
All Gothic architecture has Phineas.
What are you doing out here, boy? Oh, well, how's that work?
Grip on it. Yeah. I got it. Not going nowhere.
How do you know? Oh.
This is going to be the outer road of the inner circle. And this is like a big donut. Basically, it's a big conceptual donut.
Wow.
Creating structure for the rest of
it. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's a blast.
These little flags are religious symbols?
Yes, that's right. Very important to these symbols. I mean, I guess you can kind of apply a hot punch. You can do it by applying these marked hot punch points
here.
Papa Satan, how's it going?
Good morning, how are you this morning?
I see you're armed.
Ah, yes, I'm armed and dangerous. I'm going to go find me a couple eggs to scramble.
Breakfast for the masses, huh?
Ah, yeah, you know, like I say, you feed the rich, you live with the masses. You feed the masses, you live with the rich. Look at this. Wealthy people.
Hit the top of that thing.
Or either you go very steep to have clearance, but in that case, it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Too steep for the guys to. I don't know.
We're
going to trace a line with a cable, maybe.
Yeah.
To see if measuring and how steep it can be. If it is too steep, we're going to have to make the steps.
We're separating the lever drop.
Okay,
we just realized that this was both of our wood, and neither one of us knew it. And
we, oh.
You know, and it's just really hilarious how this is like working out. But
so now we're separating lumber.
Yay.
Well, night after night, on duty.
Well, theoretically tonight,
haven't actually asked. I'm so hungry, I forgot to. But, yeah, I'm going to go eat.
Wow, look at this dust. Jeez.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, indeed. That's the next, that would be the next step.
Okay, now, can we lift this thing from the...
Let me get behind the lift. Well, what's going to happen here is I need some backs to help load the hay bales. In return, I'll pull your vehicle.
Going down. That, huh? Okay, now scoot back. Back. Now swing. Get on the lift gate.
Lift
gate.
Lift
gate. Lift gate.
Coming
down. Watch toes, everybody. And then watch the wedge. Straighten it up. Alright, now don't let go. Let's find out.
I think at this part of this is on the ground.
Hey, let's take it that way.
It's a hostile takeover.
No, just let it down.
Just let it down. It starts to roll.
Where's your cat?
It won't. It's just going to let it down.
All the way down.
There you go. You guys got it.
Of the first wedding.
Two of us put that fucking in this room.
Since there's enough, we get enough amount of guys lifting something.
Excellent.
Let's,
I would have gone to the Pistons.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Ready? Yeah. Bring it back to the city. It's okay. So, come on. Yeah, I got it.
Hey, how's it height?
You're good.
Can't get on the lift gate?
No.
That's right. Just run. The run in soul. That's all it costs. And best of all, you won't even notice it's missing. When was the last time your soul did anything for you? What has your soul done for you lately? That's it. Just one soul. That's all it costs. And with our convenient forever finance brand, you can have a single thermal container.
Very big day. Every time.
Yeah,
I'm one that
I just can't wait.
And push
I
know down really hard to get behind me.
Will you have any of the Devil Temptresses that you had at the SOMAR show?
Absolutely. I believe the concubines will be worth it. And I hope they do. It's not that sex increases business. I don't know if we're going to have that. But it's because of the beauty they bring to
right,
the body.
Right.
Spirit. Like the spirit and the beauty they bring to the body. It's like a palm tree in the middle of a mountain. And I love that.
Too much free time, and well, if you get the tools, it's amazing what you can do.
How fast you guys going today?
You created all this stuff.
Look good. Well, it looks
cool. It's all surplus stuff.
It's a nice stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand a small boy. I'm gonna burn it and beat it out. I just want that stuff. I don't
think we need to polish it at all.
Yeah,
that's
ugly.
Yeah, we're trying to
beat
up, man.
Yeah.
So that's getting ready for
readapt.
I really would like to get it up there and shoot it nice and great. And
have
a truck at the other end. Run it right onto the trailer to leave. Feel the burn!
Feel the burn!
You are going to enjoy this tonight.
Jamaican drummer.
Oh no!
Is this a zero? No. Never heard of this. I filled up six, the 16. I got about 80 shots here. Yeah. This is other part. Okay. About 35.
Sculptural landscape. I'm making a forest of steel trees over about a half mile of the desert. I found kind of this interesting transitional zone between the total dry, parched playa back there and a part over here where it's starting to get muddy. There's these really great kind of craters in the ground. So I'm kind of going to lay it out in relation to the crater pattern that you have here. There's going to be a big ritual circle in the center of it based off of a mandala. We're going to have little flaming trees around the four points of the mandala. And in the center of this mandala, we're going to have kind of a temple of ice, with some like spikes coming up that people can come out and offer sacrifices of ice
wow.
to the desert.
Okay.
And here,
yeah.
I have about a 400-pound ice sculpture that I've been putting in the freezer. Their friends hopefully bring out. And haul the thing out here. We're going to hang it off of one of the trees.
How many people involved in the project here?
Whoever else shows up.
Yeah. Really a freezer.
Burning Man is something you don't. You don't even have to
no.
have a crazy idea and say, we're going to do this.
That's right. That's right.
And all sorts of people gather and no execute part of the ridiculous idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Stealing this thing. It's some Satanistic cult, and we're going to stop them before it gets to the rest of the world.
Oh, good.
It's
okay, Dan.
I'm one of
the concubines. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go back now. You put it to work for you. Make your soul worth it.
What does this machine look like? Is it up yet?
No, he's coming in tomorrow.
Okay. Just what, improvising material?
Or everything, it's all health oriented. It all tells the health care story.
Yeah.
They go in here. Let's go in here. That's Crimson Rose. She lights the man every year, and she's actually the director of the show.
Who cooked all this up? You.
The theme show.
Okay, so this is the man, right?
Yeah.
Now he was built where this year?
We've been building in South San Francisco, in a big yard for years.
Where?
In South San Francisco.
And how many people?
Well, there must have been about through the 2 weeks, about 40 people went in.
40 people, and you're one of them, right?
Yeah.
And this fella I spoke to did the neon.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the very one you're going to take out to the desert, right?
Right.
And you burn him. The end of this.
Yeah, except out there he's standing in a flat landscape and he's standing on a pyramid.
A pyramid made out of
hay bales.
Hay bales. And that's the last day and you burn it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's John's problem.
Every single one.
Glass stands you guys break off a year off of your life.
It's the warm pain.
We just glue it together, ladies and gentlemen. It's like paste
with
a paper mache, man.
Sorry, we gotta shoot. What are you guys doing? Is this how you guys have fun?
That's a good
one. Well, I guess that's as far as it goes. That's almost perfect. As far as it goes.
Okay, come on forward. Get down just a slight bit. Get down a little more. Slide forward.
Okay, go down just a hair.
And slide forward.
Okay, hold on.
Get in.
Take some lifting.
Oh, the sawhorse.
These come out.
Sawhorse, you gotta come to here.
Yeah, I just put these in.
Right?
Just put the sawhorse back here. Yeah. Just back in this out a little.
Manpower.
We need help.
Manpower. Lifting.
Actually,
everybody
just.
Gotta
no,
lift.
No, no, we don't need a lift.
We don't need a lift, we just need to hold it.
Okay, we just need to hold
it. Hey, look at this, is backed up.
Larry?
It's backed up. Mine's backed up.
You got a criminal.
Mine's backed up. Yeah.
That's coming out of your paycheck.
Queens broke the minimum.
That's all right. Eat glues and screws.
Queens broke the minimum.
Abandon the project.
Right there, baby.
We should have some
singers, dancers will have insects,
kind of like
giant cockroaches. They're going to be all over the place. will have also they live in the recesses of hell.
Right. Yeah, it's really, it's interactive. They're going to be processions going through the crowd constantly, and we'll have insects moving through the crowd.
Controlled mayhem again.
Yeah, it's like the desert. It's participatory. It's proactive. It you don't sit and see it. You don't sit and see it.
Got it.
You do it.
How would you describe it? Weird, the right word?
Oh, yeah, weird is a good name for us. We like the weird. We're beyond the odd and the strange.
Beyond the what?
We're beyond the odd and the strange and the weird. We're wholly other.
Okay.
You got
him
lower. That's Will Rogers. Not Rogers, Will Roger.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
What does he do normally?
He's a photographer. He's a very talented photographer.
So what do?
They
don't sit on Satan's lap, right? I mean, what do they do once they're up here?
No, he gives them a sucker.
Oh, that's right, the red sucker for the soul. It's in the contract. First paragraph in the contract.
Is that right? That
yeah, it says it right there. I read it today. The Stewart's contract.
Get
the red sucker.
One red sucker. Actually, Doug Holloway right there.
And I'll be damned if this ain't hell, you know?
Really?
I mean, building my own throne. When he claimed that a throne was going to be built for me, then I turn around and I'm building my own throne.
There's nobody there.
Damn. Damn it to hell.
What is this thing about? What's happening here?
I mean, what's the point? Hey, that's our battle cry.
I thought it was just a T-shirt.
No, it's the whole idea. It's what's the point? That's what we're running on.
Now, because Lincoln and Kennedy were both sitting in rocking chairs when they died, so there might be an assassination attempt on the...
Coincidence?
I don't think not.
So. I think not.
That's right.
Kennedy, Lincoln, and moi.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I know them both very well. They've been down there for years. Kennedy, of course, because he's nothing but a whore. But Lincoln, only because he wasn't...
That's crazy. I can get it, process it, and project it.
Within I'm falling for it. I'm on this one.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm still coming to grips with the fact that all these people are willing to do this.
How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just freezing my ass off.
Want to head back or?
Up, Sarah. Slide out this way.
It's all about play.
I'm going to be performing some verbatim excerpts from the actual speeches of the Reverend Jim Jones, spoken to the People's Temple in Jonestown, Guyana, in 1978. These are verbatim excerpts from a tape which I painstakingly transcribed. I haven't added anything or taken anything away. I'm just going to do it exactly as it is on the tape, but preserving the pauses and the inflections and everything. There's actually six different excerpts. They start about a year and a half before the eventual mass suicide of, I believe it was 1,000 or more people. and they end the matter of a few days before that event. All of them are consist of Jones in front of the assembled flock in Jonestown, Guyana. I've got to find out who's willing to think. It's only right that I get somebody to be like I am. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to worship me. I want you to become what I am. I want you to enjoy the fearlessness that I have. The courage that I have. The compassion that I have. The love that I have. The all-encompassing mercy that I have. And I want you to be something greater. I want to give you more than I have. I want you to be greater than I am. And if you don't want to go this route, then go to hell where you want to, but don't bother me. Woo! Heal my bottom, but don't you heal my mind, because my mind is too sick.
Amen. Say amen.
But you know, Christianity was never based on the idea of an unknown God.
Amen.
I am going to cause you to know that you are what Jesus was. Jesus said that every human being was of God.
Amen.
It is written that ye are gods.
Amen.
I am a god, and you're a god. And I'm a god, and I'm going to stay a god until you recognize you're a god. And when you recognize you're a god, I shall go back into principle and will not appear as a personality.
Hallelujah.
You are gods.
Amen.
But until you see who you are, I'm going to be very much what I am. God Almighty God. You know you buy the phone bill? Buy your name. You can buy anything in the United States. Yes, they go to the restroom. And they take our money. To give us information about the FBI. Don't tell me they won't because I've already got it. They take my money to give me information about who Grace Stone was talking to. Don't spare her neck. If you're going to commit treason, you better be sure you know who you're dealing with. Because after we all dead over here. After we all dead over here, you might go to a little social party, collect your little 30 pieces of silver for selling out the greatest people on earth. And you walk in with the Judas tribe, and the wife of Judas might be one of the ladies I've laid to make her a socialist.
Hallelujah!
She might give you slow poison in your champagne. The one thing you've all done is underestimate me. So I made plans for treason long ago because I knew I couldn't trust nothing. I knew that I couldn't trust anything but communism and the principle in me. Yes, restroom. And not to depend upon the armor of the flesh and not to put all your eggs in one basket. So honey, I put my eggs in many places. Some of you too naive. You don't know what I know, what Jim Jones all about. You can't even follow. You haven't even smelled where he's at yet, much less follow him. You wouldn't know him if you didn't have a real good look at him. You wouldn't even know what he looked like. Really haven't got next to him, but I got all kinds of things in store.
Divine friend, why don't you trust him?
You who are stupid pissants and reptiles and lower than the primates.
Hallelujah!
You make your hoopie while I do something far more significant. Both here, there, and everywhere. I got lots of plans. Don't ever say hate is your enemy.
Never.
What's it say? What's that verse? Hate is my enemy, and I got to fight it day and night. Love is the only weapon. Martin Luther King died with love. Kennedy died talking about something he couldn't even understand. Some kind of generalized love. He never even backed it up. He was shot down. Bullshit. Love is the only weapon with which I got to fight. I got a hell of a lot of weapons to fight. I got my claws. I got compasses. I got guns. I got dynamite. This final excerpt occurs just a few days before the mass suicide, and this needs a brief introduction. Apparently one of the members of the church has reported to a comrade that he would like to be allowed to go back to San Francisco for 2 weeks to visit with his family for Christmas. And this thought crime has evidently been reported to Jones by the comrade to whom it was committed. And the errant thought criminal has been brought before the assembled flock and Jones to answer for his crime. So this is Jones talking to the man in front of everybody. By the time we get ready to go back, you can float back. I mean this seriously. I'm not playing. By Christmas, do you want to be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Christmas, do you want to be gone?
Go, bro.
Out of here.
By Christmas.
Ibram X. Kendi.
In order to truly create an anti-racist America, an anti-racist America and even world, where racial inequality does not exist, and racial inequality does not exist because racial discrimination doesn't exist, the only way to create that is for anti-racists to be in power. But not only for anti-racists to be in power, we need anti-racist policies to be the law of the land. But we don't just need anti-racist policies to be the law of the land. We need anti-racist ideas of racial equality to be the common sense of the people. And we don't just need anti-racist ideas to be the common sense of the people. We need that anti-racist common sense of the people to hold those leaders and those policies accountable.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1. KPFA.
Unit rocks to the planet rock. Don't stop. Rock to the planet rock. Don't stop.
Sure, AI can do a lot. Write essays, build apps, even fake a Picasso. But ask it to mix 2 minutes of Afrobeat into a breaking interview on prison abolition, fading out a rogue phone call from Fresno? It's gonna crash. Our board operators do that before lunch. Our hosts, they're unfiltered, unbought. Still standing after over 1,000 fund drives. We are not machine made. We are people powered. KPFA. People powered. Listener funded. Always real.
Trent rocks to the planet rock. Don't stop.
This is 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online everywhere at kpfa.org.
By Christmas, do you want to be gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
By Christmas, do you want to be gone?
Go, bro.
Out of here.
By Christmas, do you want to be gone?
Yeah.
You have listened here many times. I have said, and I got
I do not intend now to repeat myself. I have established myself on this question unequivocally clear, and I have now moved from an administrative socialist office into the office of savior. Do you want to be able to go home, what you call home, by Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you finding this humorous? I now have it, the power. I have the office and the power to send you home by Christmas. But it's not on Trans World Airlines.
Oh, brother. No goodness.
It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy.
What is it?
They may find good humor in Europe, much imagining. It's blasphemy to talk about going back when you've not been given any approval.
No.
There have been no requests or even any mandate made. Now, if I cease meditating for you, you won't need to go home. Do you want to be able to go home? Well, then be seated and shut your mouth and don't be in my face anymore.
Go, Riff.
Thank you.
To the Spawn Man.
Silent Radio Theater. KPFA on the cutting edge of radio.
Is one of the most astonishing phenomena of modern times.
Yes, we're down here on Channel X. You can see the Janer device. And Dr. Howell, there they go. They're engaging now in the liquid slack, man.
Wow, I'm really getting a lot of attention. That's why I went into showbiz in the first place.
Now the nurses have washed the Janer off.
I have to go to the bathroom for some reason.
They're beginning to clean the fins.
Hello.
At our Janer seminar,
yes, you've joined us.
We don't allow you to go to the bathroom.
Here on the air.
Until you absorb our message. In six,
don't be afraid to jump right in.
Listen to 16 hours of solid ranting from Janer Hyperplex at our Janer trademark seminars.
Some people swear by these techniques, and you also
get okay, what's the problem? We will try to help you. This young man needs help, doctors.
Yes. See the 72-foot blue octopus with the ovulating sucker.
You'll have to join in there, sir.
See the giant flying bat.
His mouth is a living amusement park.
See steam-powered robot warriors reach the wall.
And be sure to visit the...
You'll have to actually scream in your phone.
Doug, it's Larry.
Well, hello, and tell us about the Burning Man this year, won't you?
Burning Man, you know, Burning Man.
Please hang up and try again.
Basically, it's
you know, I have a very serious question.
Oh, I look at it. What?
Are his legs
on fire?
I have
a serious question.
We're just tremendous.
Have you ever seen the movie Some Came Running?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I have seen it, as a matter of fact. I saw it about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, did anything ring true in that movie?
Exactly the same kind of hat.
I know. And the jokes about the hat never comes off, which I know with you is the same way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't come off. I don't, in my intimate private life, I don't remove my hat or my socks.
Well, Dr. Howell's with me here, and we're very interested about Burning Man 97.
Yes, we are collecting your quips.
Burning Man 97. LLC.
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 What is that exactly?
Lots of loving care.
It's a limited liability.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
We were attempting to limit liability.
So this time you're trying to protect the universe.
Exactly.
The Bureau of Standards.
We issue liability. I personally have been ill-served by my advisors.
Well, that's the nature of a religion. Yeah. Have you been listening to any of this with the Janer device?
I just got home.
Okay.
And
well, we understand.
In the scatter that I laughingly call home.
But, you know, the Bureau didn't send me my passport and my papers, my membership badge and my...
You don't need a passport.
But what about the dosimeter, the thing that tells
just
how many rads
you've received?
Just yourself,
pal. Well, drop all these guises and characters. All you have to do is be yourself.
Relax, unzip my brain, and float downstream. Yes, exactly. All the way to Burning Man.
Yes, that's exactly right.
and we'll float over the mountains, and then
they call me
right
the
over Granite Peak, we'll do a Guamanian flight dive straight into the
500,000 feet.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Right into the putty.
Well, I know many of our listeners right now are wondering what's going to happen this year. What's the schedule of events? Who's going to be there?
Oh, we have a prodigious wonders.
Yeah, they're having.
This is the 13th Burning Man Arts Festival, is it not?
Yes. Well, no, it's the 12th.
Oh, it is. I heard it was the 13th.
In some culture, 13 is lucky. Someone told me that last night. I can't.
Yes, that is so. It's like those buildings that have one floor askew.
Exactly. Yeah. And
where I live.
And this is the 12th Burning Man.
Well, that, of course, is a different matter.
It's actually the 13th Burning Man. The what is known as the first Burning Man was actually not the first Burning Man. The first Burning Man was entirely secret.
Right. Like a lot like the Christian religion, where the first year isn't counted. So you're always in the century behind.
It's the same principle.
I guess we're all like that. Because tonight and the last couple days for me have been very religious as I go back over years and years and years of Subgenius audio tapes and all of the jokes explained.
My God, how can you have the stamina?
It was just to find stuff for this Janer show, which doesn't get played anyway because there are too many people talking.
You have a special booth in the bunker in the archive?
I do indeed. You've been there. I have years of this stuff, and not all of it's funny. just some of it. But the some of it is so funny that I wonder that we're all not thousandaires by now, at least.
I know. You know, if last were bucks, we'd...
We'd all be rich.
We'd all be on the gravy train.
Don't go there.
So what religious artifacts are going to be present this year at Burning Man?
Oh, we've got a... it's grown a foot since I heard of it last. An 11-foot sphere of solid ice.
Wow.
Which will be embedded with grandfather corners.
Oh.
I'm serious.
Wow.
And other timekeeping devices, chronometers.
How do you do that in the desert? That's
how
a miracle. Well, I think,
it?
Again, it's religion.
How
it's a miracle.
How in the world do they do it?
Well, I think he gets blocks of ice, actually. He buys them from up.
Sorry. We just broke one here. I'm trying to show this stuff as you're talking. Go ahead.
And it will, in fact, be an enormous function, an enormous sundial, and it will be flanked by 4 10-foot obelisks made of ice, hence demonstrating the processes of geologic time. Well,
wow. And the great mother Gaia will be there, I guess?
Gaia's there. Gaia's running fat boy camp.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one. I'll have to visit there.
He's trying to swatch their butts so they're spanky purple. And,
I guess we were just going over that earlier.
Well, at Burning Man this year, we have been considerably exercised at exorcising or somehow dealing or containing what's been called the frat boy menace.
Oh, right. I understand.
That is, if we make a compound and allow them to go there with their dates, and that we can perhaps somehow keep order amidst the ever-threatening chaos.
Yeah, well, I think this year it sounds like the compound, in fact, will have a wholly different feel to it.
Which compound is that?
The Kennedy compound.
The main Kennedy compound where they restage the assassinations and all that stuff.
Are you doing, is there going to be a Kennedy compound camp?
No, not this year, unfortunately. I was in alliance with people who...
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it certainly got to that idea stage, I'll say that. But that's not this year. That will be one year.
I like the idea. You could have the swimming pool. I'd be Teddy.
Yeah, and you could have a six-floor window where you can be...
16-year-old babysitter.
Oswald, yeah. Or you can, you could also ride in the limousine, which will go around and around and around. And I'd like to have small things, too, like have a little piece of fake grass, like the kind around a pool, and BB guns, and that's the grassy knoll.
That would be grassy knoll.
And then there's a little train.
Wait a minute. This sounds more like a garden golf course. You originally projected an entire course accurately.
I want human-sized, yeah.
On the street in Dallas?
I did that in 1983. I went to the Grand Suppository with Philo and Ivan Stang. And let's see, who else? Oh, someone else and a number of people.
Did you visit the window?
In those days, the building was closed. And we ran up and down Dealey Plaza filming the shooters escaping from the various shooting points. And nobody stopped us. Nobody even talked to us. And now you go to the window. It's called Six Floors Over Dallas. And they're very serious. It took me 15 minutes to get in. They won't let any cameras, anything of any serious nature will be allowed in. But and you go up and you can't talk. And you have to look at special photographs. And the holy window is plexiglassed in. Oh, it's so holy. It's kind of sickening.
Oh, that's wild.
And then you go two blocks away to the Zen Millionaire's own museum, which is the anti-conspiracy, I mean the pro-conspiracy museum, in which you touch TV screens and any question is answered.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's, and that's right in front of the giant urinal that the city of Dallas built because they love John so much. Well, no, you can see this in pictures. It's an amazing place. Dallas in general is a very amazing place, as Ivan Stang, who's listening right now, can tell you. I'm trying to get him out to Burning Man. I think he should march around and in Dobbsian nature with all of his other buddies.
Now, will there be any...
Well, as soon as this is copied, it's going to go to...
Subgenius zombies at Booth?
I sure hope so. Dr. Howe might know more about that.
I have had zombie entities.
Now, do you get zombies and groupies and all the E's yourself?
You don't get the zombies.
Oh, you don't get the zombies, yeah.
I've looked, alas, for the groupies.
Yeah. And, as I told you now, the Subgenius Church has Jesus working for them.
That's
here
right.
Here he is now in the background.
Oh, wow. Well, that's...
Yeah, nice stigmata, huh?
He's making a comeback, I can see.
Yeah, well, it's because of last year's Burning Man. He got scared. He was walking around with me, and we looked down at the ocean of beer bottles, sort of swimming around, and we thought, yeah, frat boys. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to hear that the frat boy camp will clean that up.
The frat boy is contained.
Yeah, I understand that.
At least as I speak.
Yeah, well, maybe
I
it's...
I want to assure all the anxious listeners that the Frat Boy Menace, we have it. We have a plan to deal with it. There will be order. And so there's just certain indecencies we won't permit.
And also...
Well, that is certainly a relief.
Yeah.
That's indecent.
And if we catch anyone in a toga, we'll show them the door.
Who's doing security this year?
Danger Ranger. Works.
And let's see, the stage?
What? They're going to have 200 radios up there.
Wow.
We're very proud of that.
I bet. We only have one here.
And they actually have, this year, they actually have a dispatcher.
Wow.
Yeah. We're organized.
Yeah. It's, see, what happens? It becomes big time. Right. Remember my plot movie about the Burning Man becomes permanent? He's made out of asbestos, and he burns about every hour and 15 minutes.
No, we're working... We're talking to the people at Caliva about that, and
Actually, that was my idea. I get to claim that one. I mean, I would really like to see that. I mean, I would like to see a giant Dobbs head that's sort of like the movie Zardoz, you know? I would like to see all of these things
Zardobs?
Become concrete. All of these philosophies become these places.
I believe I saw that in the theater.
Oh, I did too. And I sat there for a long time thinking after Wizard of Oz.
And, but in any case,
I agree with that.
You can, yeah.
Well, there's not much to say.
But you never do take the hat off, right? Come to think of it.
I never take my mouth off.
Fowler never takes his mask off.
There are times in my intimate life when I'm tempted to take the hat off.
Yeah.
And
it does give you a neck.
Women sense that about me. They sense that
the vulnerability of taking the hat off.
They,
but you deny them your essence.
I deny them my essence. I do not take off the hat.
Oh, there we go. See what's happening?
This
we just talk about it.
Sad,
it becomes true on the on the radio.
No,
I'm sorry.
Sad.
See, that's what happens. I must explain. If we talk about something, it comes true. So we have to be careful.
Well, that's how radio works. I think most people understand that. But
well, sometimes it comes true in 1 second. Sometimes it takes 30 years. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Okay, you mean
okay
like
there's
giant,
some essence for
giant it. Giant pigs eating your face.
Hey, stop that.
But if you have any questions for I was going to say the doctors of the air, or the actual boss of the Burning Man event. But you don't have any fake names, do you, anymore? Because we all have cool fake names. Actually, Dr. Hal and uses his real name.
I actually do have a couple of aliases, but of course I can't tell you them.
Oh, damn. Okay, well,
you know?
Now we have a question for Hal, I guess.
You know how on Christmas the Santas went to Portland, Oregon and caused all that chaos?
Yeah. We remember it well.
I was one of the Santas.
Is it going to happen again this Christmas?
No, not in Portland.
That's classic ride information.
No, actually,
you ain't from around here.
We're getting close. Salt Lake City. That's what I said.
It'll be a white Christmas in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
You ain't from around these parts, are you?
You're just like the one you used to.
Are you going to go to that?
Don't
cross this line.
Oh, it's county law.
Breaking the law over here in the county.
Well, in fact, Larry Harvey's dealing a lot with county law these days, I bet.
I can cite county law chapter and verse.
Yeah, it was a mimeograph machine.
And it seems like the county law is actually the nicest law around there. How's state law and city law and all those other laws?
Well, we thought federal law was
bad. Federal law, right.
Well, we encountered county law.
Oh, yeah? Because in the past, county law seemed to be nice, and nobody else was there, of course.
From a distance, it had a certain comely...
yeah.
But as we've grown more intimate with it...
Yeah. It suddenly becomes things like, you ain't going to get rabbit's feet, are you? And I'm stealing all of Jane's work.
Well, let me put it this way. We are prepared to prevent all blood-borne pathogens by any means necessary. And we have a plan for that.
Well, let me ask you one question. Do you want me to perform at Burning Man?
What do you do?
I'm Janer.
It's Janer Hypercleats, Master Ranter.
Janer Hypercleats.
Janer Hypercleats.
Janer Devise.
I think Janer deserves a small but permanent place in the Burning Man Pantheon of Ranters, I would say.
You can rant. We have a couple ranting areas that have been zoned.
Near the garbage cans.
Zoned for ranting.
Near the porta potties.
What would you say to a rant-off between you and Michael Pepe?
That sounds fine, yeah.
Now you've done it.
Yeah. The motor mouth, move in.
Sunday.
We have a time slot available. It's between...
Let's see here. 1:30 a.m. and 4.
This is the weirdest booking. I've never been on the radio before and then asked someone for a booking and tried to...
We have a slot.
Yeah, that's what it is on this show. It's all become
true.
Easy
to get
throw the booking at him.
It's very easy to get booked at Burning Man.
Book him.
Oh, I see.
I'll
put you in touch with the proper people.
But there are a lot of places to book.
I feel like booking right now.
I wish we could, too.
Book him, Dano.
It's a book of the Subgenius, Volume 2.
Not again.
Revelation X, the Bob Apocrypha. Now available in fine hardware.
And all the other jokes. Dark Center of America.
How much is the book?
It's about as much as the last one. I don't recall the exact price. You think I have to pay?
Yeah, we all get it for free.
He even got a free Burning Man book. Some great pictures of the man being raised.
Why, there'll be a new one every year.
And they use the same Burning Man every year, I hear.
Yes,
the Burning Man
the
High School.
It doesn't really burn. It's just a mirror smoke lightning thing. I want to go up to Granite Peak and shoot down with a trillion billion millimeter lens this year.
Our radio tower
will
be a top there.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to get a special permit to go up there. Now, who's running that radio?
Hey, it's coming down cats and dogs.
Oh, great, yeah. So that'll cover quite an area. You could be out in Smoke Creek in here.
He's going to erect that tower single-handedly, I think.
That's metallurgy, man.
Cowardly Mercury and Timorous Tin.
Yes, all of the little connections. The links, as the caller said earlier, are coming together now.
For you.
Well, I want to bid you all a hail and hearty...
A beef fondue with a hearty hand clap.
I could have made love to my girlfriend. I want you to know that.
Oh, wait, here, I'll play it.
Okay. Well, it's too bad you called our show then.
We could have made love to your girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll make love, radio. I'll make love to your girlfriend, and you can come down here and rant and take my place.
I hope she's listening as we seduce her with our voices.
You could have made sweet, sweet.
Come on in, my dear, and have a glass of champagne.
Leave Larry behind and enter the world of radio.
And that mountain stream.
And we'll see you later.
Seen a bunch of feet in that, but so there's a there's a dangerous 20-foot man with a guitar. Well, that means he's by inference dangerous.
John was in the backyard. He said, "I want to bring fame and glory to my name. I'm going to build a 20-foot man."
Really?
And I just happen to be the one who's standing.
So he, you made him 5 years ago?
Something like 5 years ago, it was going to be a sculpture, and then he got invited to a music festival. So I do this whole trick of remote controlling a snare drum.
Right.
Because I do musical engineering.
Right.
And, so I wired him up with a snare drum part, made a guitar for him, and we took him to this festival, and we just all drank a bit of alcohol.
What was the festival?
And just started performing. And that was how we became a performance group with our sculpture.
Wow.
And, just getting much more advanced.
I was going to say, is he getting more elaborate over time? He's going to be... That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just actually honing it to the point where we're, you know, writing songs and storing them.
Right.
Being able to bust that out. Yeah, it was always just totally improvisational before, but that might change. Across the middle harmonic when we get it hooked up, so...
That does?
Yeah, I don't know about string and... vibrational theory, but that's right. A sweet spot, you know. So yeah,
great.
This band is going to be stretching that middle harmonic. Or obscene, wait a minute.
Right.
I didn't
feel nice. Turn it into a big parking lot for mall. So you'd park there, and then you'd have to go through the casinos and all the souvenir stores, and then you'd take a tram. You'd take a tram every hour out here in the Playa. And then they'd have this, like, Burning Man replica that would burn every hour, and he'd fall over, and then the tram would go away.
Yeah, a little Playa tonight.
And they'd take you back to the casino, and you'd go through the Duckland and Ecstasy Land, and you'd go through Naked Body Land, and you'd go through that land and this land, and then back to the casino. And then meanwhile, the little man would stand back up again like a little puppet, and it's like gas burners. And that's what Larry Harvey almost did to Burning Man.
And you'd like to, man.
Really sad state of affairs, but what can you do? So Helco stepped in the last minute. So Jack Scratch and Double right over there. Came through with what we think is probably the deal of a lifetime, no, a deal of eternity. That's what it is. We're here tonight, and we're here to sign the papers. mustaches are the cleanest thing, Mr. Clean says. Let's hear it for Mr. Clean. Beautiful, very touching. And now, last on our board of directors is someone all dear to our hearts, dear to yours, dear to your kitchen too, and to my own. Helco is an equal opportunity employer. That's right. And Aunt Jemima has been on the board now for 50 years. That's right. Those are special pancakes, aren't they, Aunt Jemima? Oh, those are really wonderful.
How's Mr. Queen's day? I just have to say that I would not be here unless they promised one thing.
What was that?
They're going to burn me. More sexy than anything you ever understand is Mr. Clean. Because every time I turn around, I see the man. But I have to say one thing.
Christmas log for the.
And now for a real special treat for all of you and all of us, bring the band on down behind me, boys, a little bit. I think we want to bring up, that's right, Lloyd Floyd, our sole sales commissioner, who's going to award us a very special salesman award tonight. And here he is. Thank you very much. Thank you, Asmodeus. Thank you. Regulars, shareholders, Burning Man Satanists, welcome! I can feel the love on this planet! As marketing director of Helco Inc., the world's largest transnational corporation, I've had the pleasure to witness a lot of very special events. The acquisition of Limbo earlier this year and its conversion to timeshares and condominiums with views. Recent acquisition of giving us complete vertical, horizontal, and diagonal integration of all the markets you can imagine. Our amazing new line of spiritual financial hybrid products, which allow you to bank on future karma to borrow against transgressions, and to access easy cash at millions of Helco ATM machines around the universe. Oh, but wait, my friends, let me tell you, nothing in my career compares to the joy of what I'm about to do now, because if I may be serious for a second here, people ask me all the time, what is it that makes Helco so great?
Taylor Harry.
And with all respect for the big man himself, I'm going to tell you, it's the little people. It's the little people who make Helco what it is today. It's all those downtrodden souls. It's all of those wonderful, wonderful sales representatives. So without further ado, I would like to present the award for the 1996 Top Soul Salesperson in all eternity. Let me tell you a little bit about this little lady. Not only is she a fantastic persuader, not only does she have the gift of gab, but this little lady is just a pocket full of dynamite waiting to explode. Not only did she, even though she's only been with the organization, about 600 years, in that short time, she has eclipsed even my own sales record and has won the 1996 award. I would like to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, the sales rep with the mostest, Miss Lucretia Brimstone. Lucretia? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're looking at this trophy and you're saying, a nice
standing,
I know, but what about the Cadillac?
Silent. Then you see this mass of headlights.
What about that?
Wow. Straight at you.
Fire engine red, flaming Eldorado convertible with a 32-valve 400cc V8 engine with 128-pin RAM and solid gold rims. Who's going to be cruising down the turnpike to oblivion in that
entertainment and if you can't do that, at least be friendly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Most people are really cool. They got the tickets ready, they got the water.
The board of directors, Lucretia, I would like to present to you.
And they're not threatened by the fire right
now. They're not threatened. Yeah, we couldn't. We were told not to brandish this year.
Yeah.
And Michael's racing to Texas. Yeah, last year, years ago, everyone had 2 guns. And people just laughed at us.
Right.
Only just one warning shot.
Dear friends, I'm so moved. I'm so happy to be here today. I must thank all of my personal demons who've been having me as so much over the last 2 months.
Not only has this young lady won the 1996 Soul Sales Award, but there's a third section. In order to tell you exactly what that's all about, I'd like to introduce you to more folks in the local organization. Our chief negotiator, Dr. Howell Now, and our general counsel, Dr. Asmodeus Belli. Big hand, please, for the negotiating team.
Ladies and gentlemen, Burning Man attendees, His Satanic Majesty, tonight is a night unparalleled in the history of the cosmos. Look around you. Everything you see in the entire universe is now the property of Helga. With the exception, with the single exception of this little plot of ground, the Burning Man. But ladies and gentlemen, as soon as this final soul is sold, Helco will own Burning Man too. Because the soul that is about to be sold on this day, in front of you all, is no ordinary soul. The soul which is going to be signed away into this blood-filled, luminous radioactive pen is none other than the soul of Larry, give him hell, Harvey.
It belongs to me. It belongs to you.
people. We're the last ones. Heavy. Let's get away. That's right. All around is Calco's taking over. No, we can't let them take this too. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Let's take the devil to Helco Towers, and let's get the devil his due.
Tonight has to be done all over
again.
Several people made mistakes, and the audience didn't keep behind the lines. The audience did not keep behind the lines. Always pick.
Okay. All right.
It has to be done over.
Multitudes of sinners in hell now? Will sinful men and women suffer torment without end? Will
burning
man ever burn out? Hell, will hell ever burn out? The Bible clearly reveals that hell is to be located on this earth. This world of ours is to become a lake of fire. The Apostle Jude has written concerning the fire that will destroy both this earth and sinners. For this they willingly are ignorant of, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly
burning
men.
But the day of the
burning man will come as a thief in the night.
in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements
shall melt with fervent heat.
The earth
also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up.
The elements, chapter 3, verses 5 to 7, and verse 10.
He said,
the world that then was perished.
The earth was then a lake of slack. All the wicked who were living at that time, ungodly men, said the earth in its present state is to be destroyed by fire. He said,
burning
man also,
and the works that are therein,
shall be burned up. Of the time when this terrestrial globe met destruction by the
great noise,
we read,
and the noise
prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered, and the mountains were covered,
and all flesh
died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of
every man
that creepeth upon the earth, and
all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both
man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth.
Great noise.
This is chapter 7, verses 19 through 23. All life
on the earth
became extinct. Slackness became extinct.
Slack perished. In the end of this world, the holy
great noise will be brought down to this earth. Satan will lead the wicked into thinking they can capture the
burning
man. He will lead the multitudes of wicked upon the broad expanse of this earth. He and the motley crowd of
burning
man sinners will surround the great noise. Fire will come down from God out of heaven and turn this earth into a lake of
burning noise.
And I saw the elders.
All life will be obliterated
except the righteous
who are protected inside the
great noise.
Body is a stepping stone to climb over vehicles.
This world is on fire.
Desperation.
Because the great noise
will be the place of protection in that day for the righteous. It is spoken of as the camp of the
slack saints.
And when the 1,000 years are expired,
Satan shall be loosed out of his prison.
Creating a scene that only mass assassination could describe.
Shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is of
the sand of the sea.
And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven.
My God, I guess it's too late for even prayers.
And devoured them.
And whosoever was not found written in the
great noise of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Then the sirens would rise and then fall slow. Then they would warble like enraged demons.
The wicked do not go to hell when they die. They are not now in hell. They are being kept in reserve in the grave until the day of destruction comes.
Do you not
know
that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction?
They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Some think there is to be no punishment for evil doing.
They do not believe there is to be a hell. They do not believe there is to be a
burning man.
They doubt
that the wicked will be burned with fire.
But
Jesus said,
the time will come
when the words will be spoken to the wicked, depart from me, ye cursed, into
burning
man, are prepared for the devil and his angels. Our God longs to save all from being destroyed. Nevertheless, he will consume with fire those who reject his offers of mercy. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of
burning
man
to be punished.
Giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal
slack.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his
great noise
and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. The wicked will be brought out of their graves for damnation or destruction. They will be made alive in time to join Satan in the assault upon the
great burning man
noise, and fire will
consume them.
The wicked will be brought to ashes. They will not be tormented
forever, but will be completely destroyed.
And the wave of
thermal heat follows. The temperature rises to thousands of degrees.
Time will
come when they will not be.
Right.
This earth, which has been contaminated by their sins, will be burned up.
Will be burned
and they will be burned up.
And
they will not
burned
be
up.
And this
they
sinful
will not
world
be.
Will not be.
And this sinful world will not be.
We read from 1 through 3.
For behold,
the day cometh
that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be
3.
Date
stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes
under the soles of your feet.
But the 37th division
shall inherit the earth.
The new buildings that cost Target City many millions and was so proud of become liquefied. In a matter of seconds, they slide to the earth.
And
shall delight themselves in the abundance
of great noise.
Condemn them with an overflow, making an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the
burning man
shall be as the fat of lambs.
Into smoke
shall they consume away. When the wicked are brought to ashes, that will be their end for all eternity. They will never be any more. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. The multitudes of
burning mans
will be burned with unquenchable fire. Jesus said, and if thy 104th division offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having to go into Gog and Magog
into
the fire that never shall be quenched.
Gone.
Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy
Gehenna
offend thee, cut it off.
It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having to be cast into hell.
Into the fire
that never shall be quenched,
where their worm dieth not.
This great noise
that cannot be quenched is God's great noise.
No burning man will be able to quench God's great noise
until it has brought the wicked to ashes.
I agree.
Hell. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his
great noise
was kindled.
And the noise
of the Lord burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp.
And the people cried unto Gog and Magog, and when Gog prayed unto the Lord, the
great noise was quenched. And he called the name of the place
Burning
Man.
That fire burned out long ago.
But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a
slack
burden, and the fire is not quenched, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces, and it shall not be quenched. The unquenchable fire
is not still burning. Rather,
the gurgle of a death knell. But silence did not follow.
The lies of the bones. The dream of the blood is here.
I see. It's happening often,
sir. Rather that the fire
cannot be quenched until it has consumed that which is burning.
I couldn't see. I couldn't stand it. The smell.
Weymouth
terrible, the mule, Gehenna.
If your
Gehenna should cause you to sin, cut it off. It would be better for you to enter into life maimed than remain in possession of both Gehenna. Nothing will be left of them.
One of the words which
we get our English word hell is
slack.
Jesus used this
slack
as an illustration of how the wicked will be wholly devoured.
But the soul and body of the Gehenna are to be destroyed.
And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill
great
the soul.
Noise.
But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul.
Noise.
And
great and slack
in hell. That's Magog chapter 10, verse 28. The punishment for sin is
an everlasting
burning
man.
Life. Said our Lord,
and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal
slack.
Contrast the rewards of the righteous and the wicked, for the wages of sin is
slack,
but the gift of God is eternal life.
That's so sick.
The fire
that destroys the wicked is spoken of as an everlasting fire. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Slackness.
Chapter 25, verse 41.
And become shibboleths and deep groans.
with men ready to die.
Where were they?
There's an everlasting
fire that brought an end to Asians.
Or a light alive.
The destruction of these wicked Sienna is an example of what is to befall the wicked Slackness. Even as the eternal or everlasting fire bring the wicked Slackness.
There's a suspension and a commencement of shadows lost in meadows.
Something happened. Help me, please.
But is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish,
but that all should come to slack. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation?
Hell. Chapter 3, verses 9 through 11.